I had a young Mennonite farmer. One time Walter came up to give a talk at one of my seminars that we put on in our hometown for our clients. And this young farmer heard Walter say that, yeah, he knows, he's heard of farmers using peroxide and IVing it into dairy cows. And so about a week later, this guy phones me up on a Saturday night. He's in a panic. And he says, Murray, I got a sick cow. She's almost dead. The vet's going to come, and I don't know what I'm going to do with this cow, and it's one of my best brown Swiss cows. And I said, yes, and? Well, could I give her some peroxide? He says, I remember Walter talking about giving this cow peroxide. And I said, sure. I said, you know, 1 ounce to 500 cc's of really good clean water, preferably saline solution. I didn't hear from him. I thought, well, okay. So Monday morning, the phone goes. He says, I've got to share a little story with you. I said, well, go ahead, tell me. He said, well, you know that cow? I said, yeah, the one you called me about? Yes. Well, he said, I went out there. The vet came, and the vet said to me, you know, this cow is ready to go somewhere else. So he said, so there's nothing you can do? No, there's nothing I can do. So he said, well, I talked to that guy down at Wellesley, and I'm going to try IVing some peroxide. And the vet just kind of shook his head and grabbed his bag and walked out the barn door. So my friend, he goes to work, and he said, well, if 1 ounce per 500 is good, 2 ounces in 500 would definitely be better. So he went and he put the needle in, and of course, you know, it's starting to foam and fizzle, but he's got the bottle up and the cow's kind of all stretched out. And he's about three-quarter ways through with this. And all of a sudden the cow kind of goes, blah! And she kind of gets up and scrambles and walks through kind of the, he's got a unique tie stall system, and the cow kind of walked through the front because he had the chain off the neck. She walked through the front and got to the door that led to the outside, and there she went down and she bellowed again and just kind of flat right out. Of course, he had a little bit of peroxide left in the bottom. He said, really made me mad. I didn't get it all in. And this cow just laid out flat. And he looked at this thing and he said, well, she's not even breathing. Doggone it, I think I killed her. So he said, well, there's nothing I can do. I can't call the dead stock anymore at 10 o'clock at night. So he said, I'll call the dead stock in the morning. To his surprise, he came out the next morning, and here's the cow looking at him, and she's chomping away with her incisors having a big ball of cud in there, and she's just as happy as could be. So I discourage that kind of thing. Needless to say. But you really get to meet all kinds of people, and you get to have all kinds of experiences in life. There's a couple of things in summing it up that I'd like to make very clear to you. You treat hydrogen peroxide with respect. It is a property, it has properties that will liberate. It will burn your skin. It will burn mucous membranes. And all I'm saying to you is, remember, you've got to treat this with respect. Don't go out there and go into it willy-nilly. You know, use some common sense.